Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. With Air France, your journey to France begins when you set foot on the plane, starting with a complimentary glass of champagne in every class. And in business and la première, savor a five-course meal with cheese and wine and unique menus created by some of the greatest French chefs. Enjoy a taste of France before you arrive. Bon appétit. Elegance is a journey. Air France.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Problems? We got answers. Kelly and Guy with today's DM Dilemma on K-Frog.
Take a listen to this one. Okay, we're going to call this guy Justin, not his real name, but this is what he sent us via DM. Says, my girlfriend found the ring, and instead of being excited, she assumed I was going to propose on Valentine's Day. And then she went ballistic. She told me that it was unoriginal and cheesy, and that if I went through with it, she would say no. I don't even have a proposal plan. I just bought the ring. I almost want to do it on Valentine's Day just to prove a point that she's being a brat.
Wow. Wow. You want me to be blunt?
Yeah.
Don't do it at all.
Think this is breakup grounds?
Take the ring brat back. This will help you out in the long run. Let me get this straight. She found a ring, meaning you're going to get engaged at some stage. You shouldn't have found it. Should be crying with emotion. Should be the happiest moment of your life. Instead, this woman decides to go on an unhinged, angry rant about getting proposed on Valentine's Day with absolutely no evidence it's actually going to happen on Valentine's Day. This is a nightmare. Get out of this relationship. I'm dead serious. This is a nightmare.
Okay. I'm going to give her a little bit of grace with this.
How?
Because there's something about your proposal day that women look forward to. This is one of those moments. It's your fairy tale. This is how it's happening. But I do agree that when she found the ring, she probably should have kept it to herself. Okay, find the ring. Know that it's going to happen. Make sure you have a manicure at all times, so when he puts the ring on, your nails look good. But going up to him and being like, don't do it on this day, doing also like an ultimatum about when not to do it, not a good look.
And I'm sorry, Justin, if I'm bringing this up and it's too harsh, but if she reacts like that after she knows you're going to propose, does she really love you? Like, does she really love you if she acts like that? I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't know. I kind of like his whole thing of, well, I'm just going to do it on Valentine's Day now just to prove a point. Call her bluff.
Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea at all.
What do you think? You can weigh in on the DM Dilemma. Call or text us at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Guy on K-Frog.
714 simply says, run, dude. Our DM Dilemma today. Justin, he's going to propose to his girlfriend. She found the ring. And without knowing when the proposal was, she made it clear to him she does not want to get proposed to on Valentine's Day. And if he dares do that, she might say no.
You know, she said she would say no. She pretty much called him out, said it's unoriginal, it's cheesy. And he said, I wasn't even planning to do it on Valentine's Day. I'd only bought the ring.
This is enough evidence for me to get out of the relationship immediately and move on. And again, I'm sorry to Justin. I don't know anything about your relationship apart from this. I know the truth is hard sometimes.
Andrea and Rancho, what do you think about the DM Dilemma?
I think she's being a brat. When my husband, I thought he might propose, I told him I didn't want to know anything about it, any details, because then you don't have expectations.
Right.
So if you don't have expectations, you don't set yourself up for failure. And you just get to be happy and surprised and enjoy the moment.
Should he still go through with the proposal?
That's a him question. So he knows her better than anyone else. Right. And so he might need some more information. He might need to ask her why Valentine's Day is such a trigger for her. And if she has a valid reason, then maybe. But if not, he might need to do some soul searching.
Yeah, maybe extend this ring and how long you hold it before you actually pop the question now.
Yeah, now it's bait and a behavior challenge.
Ellie in Redlands, what do you think about the DM dilemma?
I feel like this tells me that they don't communicate with each other. I feel like when my fiance and I got engaged, like, we had so many conversations leading up to our engagement. And we had even joked about not doing it on a holiday because we got together on a holiday. And so the fact that they haven't, like, discussed kind of, like, their dream engagement tells me they don't talk.
Okay, so this might be foreshadowing bigger problems.
Yeah, like, they should know. They should know this stuff about each other at this point.
I agree with that. Shouldn't, when you find a ring, even if you're not meant to find it, your emotions get the better of you?
Yes.
In a loving way, in an excited way,
oh,
in I'm going to get married way? Not what she did.
Yeah, like, you should be able to do it in your bedroom or your kitchen and be just as happy.
Right. Ultimately, it's your forever, no matter how it happens or where it happens.
It should not matter at all. Like,
okay, 909 says, maybe she's going about this the wrong way. Her just straight out saying, do not do it on Valentine's Day. Maybe she should start dropping hints, because they said they found the ring. And with the holidays coming up, they start dropping hints to their boyfriend of, you know, I really would not like to get engaged on Christmas or New Year's Eve because those are holidays. I want my own special day. It didn't work. They ended up getting engaged on Christmas Day, the 909, but she says, I would not have changed anything about it.
Maybe I'm missing, Kelly, how important an engagement is to a girl, because I thought there'd be two things if they found the ring they do. Either not say a word, or the second thing, let their emotions get the better of them and run into their arms crying with happiness.
What do you think about the DM dilemma? How would you handle this? You can call or text us, 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Guy on Kate. I've heard of women doing proposal ultimatums like, it better happen. I don't think I've ever heard of an ultimatum of, don't make it happen on this day, which is our DM dilemma.
Yeah, that's what Justin got from his girlfriend when she found his engagement ring. And the 323 says it perfectly. Two words. Bye, Felicia.
Good morning, K-Frog. What do you think about the DM dilemma?
Run.
Plain and simple.
I have to agree with Guy. Just run. Because she sounds like she's controlling. That's a big red flag.
Okay, a lot of people are calling out, this does not sound like a very healthy relationship, from her bratty ways to him saying, well, I might just do it on Valentine's Day to be petty now. That's probably not the attitude to have. Maria weighed in and she says, definitely don't do it on Valentine's Day. In fact, don't do it on any day.
Yeah, I completely agree. I feel really bad, and I'm wondering if Jason's actually regretting writing us this DM, if he's getting his heart broken right now. But dude, get out of there. Get out of there. She can't behave like that.
I think we can all agree, yeah, she's a brat, definitely, because that's not the way you would react, or you would assume to react if you find an engagement ring.
Let me ask you just once more. Doesn't just love for someone top a proposal?
Yeah, and that's exactly what the 951 says. It shouldn't matter when or where he chooses to propose. It's just the fact that he wants to spend the rest of his life with you.
Exactly.
Well, in this case, maybe he doesn't. Not after this.
That's so bad.
Might have shown your true colors. It's Kelly and Guy on K-Frog.